online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
She went and asked him. The Bible said that Jesus didn't even say anything to her. He didn't acknowledge her, but he did hear her. And see, the woman, even though her daughter had unclean spirit, the scripture said that she came and did what? She fell down at his feet. Meaning that she got as humble as she know how. A lot of us today, that last night before we even get out of bed, we didn't even say, Lord, we thank you. We didn't even say, Lord, here I am. Look over me tonight. We put our sleeping garment on and just went on and jumped in the bed. But here it is, this woman here humbled herself and fell down at his feet saying, Lord, would you please save my daughter? But when she said those words, the disciples were saying to her, Jesus, why don't you tell her to go on her way? I mean, we're on a journey. We trying to get to our destination. And would you please just tell her to go on? And Jesus stopped on right there. He said, hold on. I came here to tie up the lost, to make sure that they also get the right to the tree of life, just like the Jews and the Gentiles. So what I'm trying to say to you, church, that God has no respect of person. That he looks after each and every one. This thing that we are going through in life, he don't force it upon us. It's a free will. But watch this. And she said to him, she said, well, Lord, I need your help. And my daughter is full of evil spirit. And the disciples told her to go on. And so the disciples began to ask questions. Jesus said, well, what is it that the daughter has in her that's defiling her? And then when I began to study my text, I started seeing that here in verse 22, he said that a lot of thievery was going on with her. A lot of covetousness was going on with her, and wickedness and deceit and lavishness and an evil eye and blasphemy. She was full of for cursing and saying things that the mother knew that was not right. Reminds me when I was a kid growing up, when I was talking and my mother, wasn't acting right, and mother said, what's wrong with you? She said, you don't lost your mind, I'm going to send you to Central. And I said to myself, oh, Lord, I hair rip got straight. Because I remember as a kid, some of the patients used to walk the street, and they looked like they were zombie-like, you know what I'm saying? I was scared. And I said, I don't want to go there. She said, well, I tell you what, if you don't straighten up, I'm going to tell your daddy. Well, as the day went on, I just kept cutting up. And so here come daddy. Church, can I tell you something? Three lashes with that belt, all that evenness, all that funny stuff that I was saying and wasn't getting right, I had rep got my mind right. See, daddy and he had to go to the Lord in prayer. I went to him and said, Lord, please get this man off of me. Because these licks that I'm getting had to get my mind right. Because see, let me tell you something. Getting a whipping from the parents, my father used to always tell me, say, well, you'd rather for me to whip you than for our God to whip you. See, because when the Lord whip you, he whip you with a what? Many of stripes. Has anybody ever had to be whipped into shape? that you did not live your life so holy and you didn't live the life that you supposed to live. But some kind of way the Lord got the whip in you and you start saying to yourself, well, wait a hold on now. Lord, I'm asking for forgiveness. Whatever I've done, I say, Lord, I please forgive me. Because I realize that your stripes that you put it on me right now, it don't feel too good. Because I'm going to tell you something. And the stripe that he puts on you, it ain't got to be physical. It could be a financial bankruptcy. Getting a foreclosure on your house. You know what I'm saying? Because we have to be careful on how we live our lives. Everything that God does is for his glory. Everything that he's going to do is for his glory. And then everything in the future is for his glory. See, God is a good God. He is a God that he looked way beyond our faults. And he supplied our needs. But watch this. The scripture said that the woman said that, look, will you please cast out this devil out of my daughter? And Jesus said unto her, wait a minute. The children have to eat first. And let the meat of the children, and then after that, cast off into the dogs. See, a lot of people get mixed up and they say, Jesus called a woman a dog. Even though there was a derogatory term that was given to the Greeks. But Jesus was not saying it in a derogatory manner. But what he was trying to say to her, it's not your time. Anybody in here want a right now time? But sometimes the Lord don't move when you want because it's not your time. See, at my house, every Sunday, I gets up and get ready to go to church. But when I get ready to pull out the drive, I notice that my neighbor across the street, I don't see no signs of them even going to church. But I notice that they got big old bass boat. Even the children drive Mercedes Benz. And I also know they got a big swimming pool in the back. And they even got a business and stuff that they making money off of. But I never, when I talk to him and I never hear him talk about Christ. And it get me to wondering. Now here it is, the Lord is blessing them. And I don't see no signs of them going to church. Here it is, we go to church, but seem like we are struggling. And seem like we just can't get things in order. So what I'm trying to tell you is, church, maybe the Lord is saying it's not your time. And I truly believe that if the Lord blessed them across the street, and I know that he's on the street, it's just a matter of time before he steps over to 3012 West of the Circle and give me a blessing where I don't have to struggle, where I don't have to worry, where I can be able to have all the pleasures of life that I thought that they may have. But church, can I tell you something? Looking from the outside, looking in, you don't know what's going on in that house. Let me say that again. What you may see is good. You just don't know what may be inside of that house. It may be hell that's going on in the house. It may be some cussing going on in the house. It's whatever they did. What I may see may look good, may not be good at all. So instead of me worrying about what's going on across the street, I need to start focusing on what's going on here at the house. Have you ever had some family members, they always in your business and always talking about what's going on in your house? You need to concentrate what's going on in your house. Tell the church, I ain't lying. Tell the church, I ain't lying. That's the truth. You're so worried about what I'm doing and how I'm raising my family, you need to worry about what's going on with your family. Because I truly believe that we can get so bottled up in other people's business. Until we lose focus on what God wants us to do. We need to keep our eyesight in line up with God. Because truly he is the only one. The only one. No other name do I know under heaven by the name of Jesus that we can be saved. He's so good and so kind. Here it is. Just this week, we had a spaceship that took off from Florida, went up into the air in aluminum, almost like a minivan, and went out into space and came on around the moon and came on back. Don't you know God could have just blowed his breath and they would have been out of space and lost forever? But see, it was a purpose and a design for that. He was showing them that I gave you an ability to be able to do that. And I want you to see that here it is, you down here on earth. We praising each other. We come to church with each other. And we say we want to go to heaven. But how are we going to go to heaven? We can't even come together today as a church right here together. Huh? Soon as I hear about you got a quarter and I got five nickels, I'm mad. It's still the same thing. We still got a quarter. Nickels. But I'm mad. I'm upset. But this daughter here, being evil, being upset, talking back to the mother and not being respectful. The mother went and tried to get help for her. And Jesus looked at her and said, first, let me take care of the Jews first. Then watch this. After he told her that, she said something very... She said, yeah, Jesus, I know that you giving bread to the Jews. But also, too, in the scripture here it says that even the pets that's under the table get the crumbs. So what I'm trying to say to the Lord that maybe I don't get all the blessings that you give me, but just give me the crumbs. Just the little small things of life to be able to help me to be able to survive and be able to make it through this life, because the struggle is real out here and it's hard out here. If I can't get the full loaf, Lord, just give me some crumbs where I can be able to survive, where I can be able to pay my bills, and where I can be able to get a good portion of good health and strength. Everybody want good portion of good health and strength? All right, let me see. Anybody want a good portion of health and strength? All right, then. But we don't look at all the hog meat and all this other stuff that we use, that we put in our body that disturb our significant health. Because Jesus said that whatever that goes into a man's mouth does not defies him. It's whatever come out the heart is what defies a man. So you got some lying in you coming out your heart. You got some cussing in you coming out your heart. These are the things that defied you that Jesus does not want us to do. He wants us to live Christ-like, and we want us to give him due glory because he is deserving all honor. You got to give him his glory because he is the same God that lifted this woman up. And watch this. Now, what she said that, the scripture said that when she went and asked, and she said that the table and the children get the crumbs. And Jesus said unto her in verse 29, because of the answer, a reflecting of your humility and faith, knowing your request is granted, the demons have left your daughter permanently. Well, I wish I had somebody know what I'm talking about. She said that your faith in me, even though you're not a Jew.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Now back to the hits. Back to the music.
Please believe that.
The unstoppable Wade Hampton.
Still here, I've been pulled in pieces, too many directions at once.